I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian, but shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings, but I can't stop the pull. Our elections are travesties, paid for in full by a gang full of sellouts who worship a bull. Why can't it all just be free and equal?
Welcome everyone to another Free and Equal Network podcast. I'm Christina Tobin, and today is our guest. I am super honored to have here with us Larry Pratt. He is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Welcome, Larry, and thank you for being with us on the show today.
Christina, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's definitely Gun Owners of America. We actually connected probably a good year ago out in, was it Las Vegas, a gentleman by the name of Sheriff Richard Mack. He connected us at a constitutional convention, I recall.
Those conferences have been extremely productive. I can tell you that there are sheriffs in this country now because of the conferences that we're talking about, where other sheriffs explain how they told the feds to stay out of their county if they're going to do whatever they were talking about that was unconstitutional, that the sheriff would arrest them if they came into the county for that purpose. And so far, that has been something that the feds haven't wanted to challenge. And it has resulted in fed-free counties everywhere the sheriff is willing to do something like that.
Yeah, Sheriff Mack is a heck of a leader. We just had him on the podcast last week, and bringing together almost, I think, 100 constitutional sheriffs. I got to meet you and Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. And in any case, Gun Owners of America, this gentleman by the name of Dr. Ron Paul, he calls it the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. How long has Gun Owners of America been around? How many members do you have, and what are you guys about?
We're in our third decade, and we are primarily focused on lobbying the federal Congress, and the long-term objective is to get rid of gun control laws, which are not constitutional. And all they do is favor the bad guys, make it hard for the good guys to arm themselves. And when you think about the main purpose of the Second Amendment, which is to ensure that we the people have the violent wherewithal to resist tyrannical direction of our government, then gun control looks pretty absurd when you look at what the Second Amendment's really all about. You mean a potential tyrant is going to increasingly be able to restrict gun freedoms in this country, and somehow tyranny is not going to be more and more of a problem as they more and more control the people's guns and prohibit the people from having certain guns or any guns. So when you look at it that way, that it's intended as a way of controlling the federal government, then the Second Amendment really means no federal gun laws.
Well, Gun Owners of America has over 300,000 members. You've been around over 30 years, Larry?
That's right. We were founded in the mid-70s. And,
wow.
Whoa. Couple years and we're coming up on our 40th, and it's been increasingly an encouraging experience because we don't have a numerical majority in the Senate, but I think we have enough of a principled minority, people led by Senator Cruz of Texas, Senator Paul of Kentucky, Lee of Utah, just to named three very conspicuous rock-rib constitutional senators. Even in with such a small number, that with the rules of the Senate is enough to very strongly change the dynamic there, and has made me hopeful that in spite of all the media hype following the tragedy at Newtown, it looks as if we are probably going to stop everything from coming out of the United States Senate that might deal with gun control. If anything, I'm hopeful that once we dispatch Senator Reid's effort to give us more gun control, that we'll be able to start talking about rolling back some, such as Representative Stockman's measure. He comes from outside of Houston, and he's put in a bill that would get rid of the gun-free school zones in our country. When you think of it, in the last 20 years, all of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones. And it seems like it might be fair to conclude that there's a somewhat of a relationship there, that these dirtbags actually look for the gun-free zone. We know that in the case of the Aurora Theater killer, there were 7 theaters in the same reasonable proximity to where he was. He chose the 1 out of the 7 that had a sign up saying, no guns.
Well, that says it all there, and I'd love to tap onto the mainstream media and how they don't cover. There's so many. I talk to people, friends and groups that just have no idea of how many lives have been saved. You were talking about even an attempted mass murder in a mall, and I believe it was Oregon. A guy had a gun. Yep. You know, a good guy versus bad guy. And I mean, what? I don't even want to think what could have happened if that guy wasn't there to protect all those people. But then, of course, the media didn't cover it, right? That's pretty common, mainstream.
It was covered very briefly, barely made national attention, and then kaboom, they were off and running. And they're still talking about Newtown. Understandably, dead children, that's pretty gruesome. But the fact that there were very few fatalities in Clackamas, and you could certainly fairly imagine a body count as gruesome as Newtown, and the fact that it was completely turned around by that one guy who was actually violating the mall policy of no guns. I suppose that was a misdemeanor. And he could have been shooting as at Newtown. At Newtown, the dirtbag had 20 minutes before he heard the sirens and committed suicide. I don't know that it took them that long at the mall, but all the dirtbag really needed, apparently, in Newtown was about 5 minutes. And then we're not clear as to what he was doing the rest of the time. But 12 minutes is a national average for a response time for the police, which, when you think about it, that's not really that bad, because they're not parked, you know, at our front door. They're not our personal protection squad, and they have to come from wherever they are. And if they happen to be at the other end of the service area, and there's traffic or just a long distance in a rural area, what you gonna do while you're waiting for them?
Yeah, I am definitely. We're totally on the same page. I have to quote Dr. Paul. I don't usually do this, but twice now I saw this quote of, so you want a government that's bombing multiple countries to protect you by taking your guns away? And that's the kind of logic I use. No, you know, emotion aside, we don't want people to die. Yes, in an ideal world, guns would not exist, but they do exist. And, you know, just in college, even sophomore, junior year, I read this book by Dr. John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime. And that was at the point of my life when I realized that we do need to have concealed carry and the right to bear arms. So, Larry, go ahead.
At your college, somebody failed. You weren't supposed to read that book.
And the funny thing is, I actually emailed with Dr. Lott. It's so interesting, and I know he'll be on our podcast in the future, too. So we're just opening up to everybody, and it's just a great leader and helping out what he's accomplished so beyond
he's
his
amazing.
Time.
Absolutely.
He is. Well, I know we're getting close to the end of our interview, but Gun Owners of America, I know you were recently interviewed by Pierce Morgan. I've watched that interview a couple times. Alex Jones, I know, was interviewed by him too. Well, we got steamy liberals out there. We got steamy conservatives. And again, that's the two-party system, you know, intentionally dividing us on emotional issues from, you know, guns to equality. And we've got bigger issues out there called like the National Defense Authorization Act and, you know, SOPA, NDAA, you know, just war, drug wars. And so it's pretty, it's, you know, once again, the mainstream or well-known media, whatever Pierce is, I mean, it's a lot of emotion there. And I think for the most part, most Brits, like most Americans and just people, whether you're, you know, Muslims or Christians or spiritual or just you know, honest people, and there's more of us us than there are of them, and we will take our government back. I do see that. So, Larry, wrapping up the interview, I saw your recent Gun Owners of America article in the New York Times. Congratulations on that. That was just very recent, wasn't it?
That was this week, and it was surprising that it was probably even-handed, although I think there was, if anything, I think their objective was to try to stir up Senator Coburn so that he might not, we've had trouble convincing him that the pro-Second Amendment position is something that ought to be part of his legacy when he retires at the end of his term and goes back to Oklahoma. And if this article got him capped, then that may be what they were up to.
Well, everybody, take a look. It's Gun Owners. I apologize. The website is gunownersofamerica.org. Is that correct? Or GOA?
Gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org. Got that. Uh-huh. Gunowners.org, everybody. I'm going to say it again one more time. Gunowners.org. Larry, so excited to see you at the United We Stand Festival, June 22nd. You're a confirmed speaker. Welcome. Thank you so much for being a part of that. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. Am I correct? It's at the Verizon Center in Little Rock?
You got it. Verizon Arena holds 17,000 people, Little Rock, Arkansas, June 22nd. And, I mean, we're pretty close. This guy by the name of Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, and I think we're having a letter hand delivered to Ron Paul tomorrow. It's just an invite. So it's, you know, it's really great, great music, great fun. And I'm so glad you'll be out there because I think it's so important for everybody to be familiar with Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org. Thank you, Larry, so much for being on the show. And you're listening to the Free Equal Network. Thank you very much. Take care.